太初有道，道与上帝同在，道就是上帝。这道太初与上帝同在，万物是藉着他做的，凡被造的没有一样不是藉着他做的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。有一个人是从上帝那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要作见证，就是为光作见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光作见证。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是藉着他做的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，作上帝的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从上帝生的。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他作见证，喊着说：这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因为他本来在我以前。从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是藉着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见上帝，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。今日我哋有黄多马牧师喺我哋当中正道，有黄振强弟兄帮我哋翻译。
Your son, good morning. Welcome. I'm going to preach in English this morning, but don't worry, I've got the best interpreter with me.
牧师话咧，佢今朝会用英文讲道，不过咧，我会尽我所能去帮佢传译，请为我代祷。
So let's look at this passage from John's Gospel.
我哋一齐睇下约翰福音呢一段嘅经文。
These days, it's easy to hide from reality.
我哋而家咧，其实有好多可以唔使去面对现实嘅方法嘅。
These days, lots of people like to hide behind a computer or a phone screen so that they don't have to deal with people's frustrations or displeasures.
好多人咧，因为唔想去面对可能生命上面一啲嘅挫折啊，或者系唔愉快。就會匿埋咗喺佢嘅手機啊，或者電腦後邊，咁啊一味上網咧，就諗住乜都唔使理啦。
And many people could think that God does the same with us.
可惜咧，好多人咧都以為神都係一樣咁樣匿埋咗。
They think if only God would show Himself, then we might believe Him.
佢哋以為咧，如果神可以出現多啲嘅話咧，咁佢哋就可以信佢啦。
If God would stop hiding Himself from the world, maybe we could understand more about His love and grace and character.
佢哋以為咧，如果神唔匿埋嘅話咧，咁佢哋就可能會明白到神嘅位格多啲，甚至乎佢嘅愛同埋嘅恩典多啲。
If only we could see the reality of God, then we might believe all the hype.
佢哋以為咧，如果可以即係見到神係幾咁真實嘅話咧。咁佢哋可能咧會相信所有佢哋以前聽過關於神嘅事。
Yet God displays Himself most clearly to us through the Gospels in the form of Jesus Christ.
但係其實咧，神喺福音書裏邊藉住耶穌基督已經係好清楚咁樣將佢向我哋顯現。
God wants to show us through the Gospels that He is the light that has revealed Himself to the world.
神係想藉著福音書嘅作者，就係話俾我哋聽，佢就係已經向世人所彰顯嘅光。
And Jesus is the reality of God come to earth in human form.
而耶穌就係神自己真真實實咁樣以人嘅樣式嚟到世上。
This is exactly what the Apostle John wants us to understand as we start reading his gospel.
使徒約翰就係想藉住約翰福音咁樣去將呢個信息話俾我哋聽。
He wants to introduce us to Jesus.
佢想將耶穌去介紹俾我哋識。
He wants to convince us that Jesus or Christ is indeed the Word, the Son of God and our Savior.
佢想去說服我哋就係基督正正就係道，係神嘅兒子，亦都係我哋嘅救主。
And he says that these things are written for us so that whoever believes in his name will have eternal life.
佢話俾我哋聽咧，凡信神嘅名嘅人咧，就可以得永生啦。
For the Apostle John, he has first-hand experience of Jesus as a real man, a factual historical man.
作為使徒咧，約翰其實係有親身咁樣經歷過耶穌嘅，所以佢亦都好想將耶穌介紹成為一位真實有歷史性而且係存在過嘅人。
And John wants to explain to us, the reader,through facts and testimonies, who Jesus really is.
約翰咧想藉著一啲嘅事實同埋見證去話俾我哋聽耶穌係邊個。
And he writes that in the end of his Gospels in chapter 21, verse 24.
佢就喺呢卷福音書最後喺廿一章廿四節嗰度咁樣講。
He says, "This is the disciple who testifies to these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true."
廿四節嗰度咁話，為這些事作見證，並且記載這些事的，就是這門徒。我們也知道他的見證是真的。
And he has summarized the life of Jesus wonderfully here for us in this fourth gospel.
佢將耶穌嘅生平好好咁樣係藉住呢個福音書係去俾我哋一個總結。
And we see that John's gospel is just a summary because he says that again at the end of his gospel.
但係呢個其實真係只係一個總結啫，就正如約翰喺福音書最後一節咁樣講。
He says this: Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have enough room for the books that would be written.
最後嗰節話耶穌所行的事還有許多。若是一一的都寫出來，我想所寫的書就是世界也容不下了。
But here in the opening verses, John introduces us to the centerpiece of what the gospel is really about.
但係呢一開始呢幾節咧，我哋今日睇呢幾節咧，約翰就想話俾我哋聽，佢呢一卷嘅福音書個中心點喺邊度。
He wants us to focus on this man called Jesus so that all who read his account may believe that he is indeed the Son of God.
他想我們將我們的集中力放在耶穌這個人的身上，就是我們看了他的記載，可以去相信耶穌正正就是神的兒子。
And so John starts right at the beginning of his gospel by saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
所以在第一節他就開始講，他說太初有道，道與神同在，道就是神。
Does the phrase in the beginning sound familiar?
這裡太初即是起初的意思啦，那起初大家覺得這個詞是不是很熟悉呢？
Because that's of course how the Bible begins in Genesis chapter 1.
因為原來在創世記一開始第一節就是這樣講啦。
That in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神創造天地。
But how did God create things in the beginning?
但神在起初的時候是怎樣創造天地的？
Well, he created with words, didn't he?
神是用他的說話去創造天地的，是不是？
And we read so many times in the scriptures how the word of the Lord came down, and the word of the Lord came to so-and-so.
在聖經裏面，我們很多處都可以找到神的話是怎樣的臨到，或者說臨到哪一個聖經裏面的人物。
And so the word that has been revealed from God containing his promise to the world isn't just a promise anymore.
神的說話就是正如約翰這裡所說的道，而神將道已經向世人彰顯，道亦都係唔單止有神嘅恩許，而 应许，而且咧应许已经系实现咗噶啦。
It's now a promise come to life。
呢个应许确确实实咁样系实现咗嘅。
And we're also told the word never had a beginning。
呢度亦都话俾我哋听咧，道系冇起初噶。
That's because Jesus comes into existence when not when he came down in a manger。
因为咧，耶稣系藉着喺马槽嘅诞生系嚟临到世上。
That's not his beginning. That's just his arrival.
呢个并唔系耶稣嘅起初，而系只不过佢嚟到世上嗰一刻啫。
And there's no way that we could ever see the reality of God unless God reveals Himself to us.
如果神将佢自己彰显俾我哋世人嘅话，我哋根本系冇法子可以见到神嘅真实嘅。
And what John tells us about Jesus Christ is that he is a man like no other.
约翰呢度话俾我哋听，耶稣基督系一个与众不同嘅人。
He has come as the light into this world that was full of darkness, as it says in verses 4 and 5.
喺第四至五节嗰度，佢话耶稣就系嗰个嘅光，系嚟到一个满有黑暗嘅世上。
So we see how the Word is connected to God, but also how the Light is connected to God.
所以我哋睇到咧，道与神系相连嘅，光亦都与神系相连嘅。
And we're told here the darkness cannot overpower the light.
呢度话俾我哋听咧，黑暗系冇可能胜过光嘅。
We know the darkness of death could not hold Jesus down.
我哋知道死亡嘅黑暗系冇能力去阻止耶稣。
He overcame it because he is the light of creation that holds all life in himself。
相反咧，耶稣系胜过咗死亡，佢系创造嘅光，并且系掌管一切嘅生命。
And so in verse 9 it says, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world."
所以第九节嗰度话，那光是真光。照亮一切生在世上的人。
And so we start to see how death is replaced with life, and how darkness is now replaced with light.
所以我哋睇到咧，耶稣系佢将死亡，佢将生命系去取替咗死亡，亦都去将光去取替咗黑暗。
And God used people like John the Baptist to point people to the arrival of Christ.
神亦都系藉住其他嘅人，例如施洗约翰咁样啦，系去将耶稣嘅来临去话俾世人听。
Because to everyone, people like us, Jesus would have just looked like an ordinary man.
因为对于所有人嚟讲，耶稣睇嚟可能只系一个普通嘅人一般。
But when John the Baptist is saying, when you look at Jesus, you should see an extraordinary man.
但系施洗约翰话俾我哋听。耶稣是确实是与众不同的。
And this man is the light that I'm just here to reflect that light upon you.
而他告诉我们听，耶稣是光，而他约翰那个的存在只不过是想告诉人听，给人认出这个光而已。
And so we see that John the Baptist came to explain to people who Jesus is.
所以施洗约翰的工作呢，其实就是想告诉神的选民知道耶稣是谁。
And then further on in verse 12, we're told, Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
12节那里所说，凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄作神的儿女。
Because with the arrival of Jesus, there were those who knew who Jesus was,But there were those who didn't know who Jesus was.
随着道的来临，世人里面有一些认识耶稣的，但是也都有一些不认识耶稣的。
And to those who do receive Jesus, who honor him, who respect him and follow him, look at the result.
那些接待耶稣的，去尊敬他，去跟从他的，我们看看。
It says that we are welcomed into God's family.
我哋就可以成为神嗰个大家庭嘅一份子。
Let me tell you a story about some friends of mine. He's a minister up in Brisbane, and he recently adopted their second child from the Philippines.
牧師咧，佢喺布里斯本嗰度有一個好朋友，都係牧者嚟嘅。咁佢哋最近咧就係從菲律賓嗰度去領養咗佢哋第二個小朋友。
He tells me that there are orphanages and refuges over there where kids are left without homes and without education, without family.
咁佢話俾我聽嗰個嘅孤兒院嗰個情況啦，例如啲小朋友係冇屋企啦，佢哋冇接受到教育啦，冇家庭啦，甚至係冇嗰個嘅外護嘅。
And sometimes along comes people like my friend who want to seek someone to join their family.
好開心見到咧，有好似牧師呢啲嘅朋友，佢哋會去主動咁樣係去領養呢啲嘅細路啦。成為他們家庭的一份子的。
They knew that this little girl's life was going to be instantly changed the moment that they're allowed to take her home.
牧師這位朋友知道呢，他們一帶了這個女兒回家，她的生命就瞬間就立刻改變了。
And it's a beautiful thought to know that this little girl will grow up knowing Jesus, that she will never be without a bed or without food again.
更加係好開心嘅知道咧，呢個女孩子咧，將來都係會認識耶穌，佢唔會再係冇床瞓啊，或者係冇嘢食咁樣。
She will never be without family or without love.
唔再係冇家庭同埋家庭俾到佢嗰份嘅愛。
She's been adopted into this loving family not because of anything that she's done, but because God's put her there.
佢被咁樣收養，並唔係因為呢個女孩子自己做過啲乜嘢，而係全賴神係咁樣為佢安排。
And for my friends, it has taken many years and a lot of paperwork, heartache, financial cost to get where they are now.
對於牧師呢位嘅朋友咧，其實佢哋都花咗好多嘅年日，好多嘅功夫。有心痛的時間，要花啲金錢，佢哋先至可以完成咗呢個領養嘅手續嘅。
And if you were to ask them the question, was it worth it? What do you think the answer would be?
你估如果你問佢哋值唔值得咧，佢哋會點答咧
？The little girl doesn't fully know yet what it took for them to bring her to Australia and what it cost this family.But does it really matter in the end?
呢個女仔咧，佢未必完全咁明白到佢嘅家人需要經歷過啲乜嘢，犧牲到啲乜嘢，先至能夠將佢帶到澳洲咁嚟。但係其實可能都唔係咁緊要。
All she needed to do was to pack her bags and get on a plane and fly over here to Australia.
呢個女孩子其實佢只需要執埋佢嘅行李，上飛機，咁佢就嚟到澳洲，就被接納。入為呢一個嘅家庭一份子啦。
And now she's a part of this loving family.
佢就係呢一個充滿愛嘅呢個家庭一份子。
And that's the way that God sees us, who live in the light and who believe in the Word.
呢一個咁樣領養嘅經歷，俾我哋睇到其實神點樣睇我哋一班嘅人咧，其實都幾相似嘅喎。
What we see in this passage is a right to become a child of God is directly connected with our act of believing in Jesus.
我哋今日睇嘅经文咧，俾我哋睇到，原来我哋相信耶稣同埋得到嗰个权柄作为神嘅儿女系有密切嘅关系嘅。
And being called His child isn't something that we did in order to receive it, but because of God's grace.
被稱為神的兒女並不是因為我們做過什麼，而是全是因為神的恩典。
Therefore, imagine what it took for God to receive you into His family because you received Jesus.
試想一下，因為我們接待耶穌，神是要為我們經歷過什麼，或者是犧牲過什麼，才要為我們成就成為他兒女這件福分的事呢？
It's a wonderful privilege for us to be accepted in this way by God.
我哋咁样被神接纳，实在系何等大嘅福分。
We're accepted because we're told in verse 14, the Word came in flesh, that Jesus decided to come down to us.
就正如十四節嗰度所講，其實主耶穌係親自嘅嚟到呢個世上，因為道成了肉身。
You see, God wasn't hiding himself anymore in his kingdom, but he came down to dwell among us.
神唔係好似啲人諗就話佢係匿埋咗喺佢嘅天國裏邊，其實神係嚟咗並且係住咗我哋中間。
And John is saying that God has gone from being invisible to now being visible in the form of his son Jesus.
約翰就好似話神係從佢被睇唔到咁嘅狀態，變成佢嘅愛子耶穌，成為我哋睇到佢咁嘅狀態。
That Jesus went from his throne up in heaven down to being born in a stable.
耶穌就從喺天上嘅寶座上邊嚟到世上，係生於馬槽裏邊。
And God just didn't speak the world into existence. He spoke to the world through the Word and showed us His glory.
神唔單止係藉住佢嘅話係創造世界，佢並且係藉住道同世界説話，而且係將佢嘅榮耀向我哋彰顯。
And so when we receive the Son, we also receive all the blessings and grace that come with it.
所以我哋接待神嘅兒子嘅時候，我哋亦都得到曬神俾我哋所有嘅應許、福分同埋恩典嘅。
There's a story about a very wealthy man who had a very impressive art collection.
從前咧有一個好富有嘅人，咁佢咧就有一批價值連城嘅藝術收藏品。
When he died, the family auctioned off his magnificent art pieces from all around the world, and many people turned up to try to purchase a part of this collection.
咁佢過身之後咧，佢嘅家人咧就將佢呢批從世界各地收集嚟嘅好靚嘅藝術品，將佢去拍賣喎。咁就好多人去嚟到呢個拍賣會，就好想買呢啲嘅收藏品啊。
And the auctioneer started off with a small painting. It wasn't a masterpiece, but it was just a small portrait of the man's son.
呢個拍賣官一開始咧就將一幅嘅畫像去拍賣。而呢幅畫像並唔係一啲咩傑作，而係只係呢個主人個仔嘅一幅嘅畫像。
And as the auction started off, nobody bid for this painting because it wasn't great.
拍賣開始嘅時候咧，就冇人想出價，因為冇人想買呢一幅都唔係特別咁靚嘅畫。
After a long silence, the man's housekeeper for many years.Put up a hand and said, "I'll buy it."
隔咗好耐都冇人出價，但係咧有一個女人，原來佢係呢個主人當佢做咗好多年管家嘅呢位女人，佢舉起佢嘅手，佢話：我想買啊。
And down came the auctioneer's hammer and said, "Sold."
咁嗰個拍賣官咧就揼佢嘅錘仔就話：成交。
He also said, "The auction is now finished."
佢亦都話咧，拍賣就咁就完結啦。
To many people in the room, they looked puzzled because they did not know what was going on.
喺房裏邊好多嘅人咧都唔知發生緊咩事。
But the auctioneer then explained the rules of the auction was this.
嗰個拍賣官跟住咧就解釋，原來咧呢一個拍賣係有一條例嘅。
That whoever received the son received everything else.
原來嗰個主人立咗個例，就係話邊個接待佢個仔就能夠得到所有啦。
And so for us to receive the grace and everything God has to offer us, all we have to do is receive the Son.
所以對我哋嚟講，我哋只需要接待神嘅兒子，就能夠得到神俾我哋所有嘅恩典，同埋神俾我哋所有嘅祝福。
And that's God's offer to us today.
呢個就係正正神今日俾我哋嘅。
Do we want this?
你想唔想要啊
？Because when you get the Son, you get everything.
因為你得到神嘅兒子，就可以得到一切。
That's what John's telling us here.
約翰就係想咁樣話俾我哋聽。
That God delivered on His promise by giving the world a real person.
神係已經實現咗佢俾我哋應許。 就是他将道成了肉身，叫我们得到耶稣，一个真真真实实的耶稣。
That God gave us the Word in come in flesh.
就是道成了肉身。
The invisible God has now made himself visible through the birth of his Son.
那个人以为看不到的神，现在就是藉着耶稣的诞生给我们看到了。
The true light that is coming into a world that is full of darkness.
真光来到这个满有黑暗的世上。
And so,Why is John writing this gospel for us?
點解約翰要寫呢一個福音書俾我哋咧？
Well, it says in John chapter 20, verse 31.
喺約翰福音二十章三十一節裏邊咁講。
It says, "But this is written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name."
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
So to believe in his name isn't to believe that his name is Jesus, but we're to believe in the fullness of the Son of God.
所以要信神的儿子，唔系净系话信耶稣个名就系耶稣咁简单，而系咧，我哋要真系信神的儿子全个。
Do you believe in the Christ that is revealed here in the Scriptures?
你相唔相信聖經裏邊話俾我哋聽嗰位嘅基督咧
？That Jesus is the eternal and everlasting Word who was before all things, and in Him all things are held together.
耶穌就係永恆嘅道，佢係喺萬有之先，萬有亦都係靠住佢而立嘅。
Do you believe in Him?As your only hope of salvation, your Lord and God.
你相唔相信耶稣就系你唯一拯救嘅盼望，你嘅主，你嘅神呢
？Because the gospel never lessens in spiritual value.
不论你已经系神嘅儿女或者唔系，福音嘅信息同样都有大嘅能力。
Therefore, may Christ break into our hearts with life-giving power to help us.Overcome the darkness, and so that we can truly see the light.
所以愿基督喺我哋嘅心里边动工，藉住佢赐生命嘅大能大力，去帮我哋胜过黑暗，并且俾我哋生命嘅光。
Because the Jesus that we see revealed in the Scriptures, advertised to us in the Scriptures, is the Jesus we see at work in so many.Of our lives today, and also in the world that we live in.
我哋能够坚信耶稣确实有呢个大能大力，系因为圣经同我哋所彰显嘅耶稣，实实在在就系我哋今日喺世上同埋喺我哋自己每个人生命里边动工同一位嘅耶稣。
Please pray with me.
请我哋一齐低头祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us Jesus.
天父，我哋感谢你赐俾我哋耶稣。
Thank you that he is the Son of Man.
感謝你，佢係人子。
That he is the light of the world.
佢就係世上嘅光。
That he accepts us as children of God.
佢接受我哋成為神嘅兒女。
Thank you that Jesus died for us.
感謝你叫耶穌為我哋罪而死。
And rose again to give us salvation.
亦都係為我哋復活，俾到我哋有救恩。
And that by believing that we may find life in His name.
而藉著相信祂，我們才可以得永生。
In His name we pray.
奉主耶穌基督的名字。
Amen.
Amen.